Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation on the web at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I can feel you like an ocean that won't seem to let me go.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Mediums and Messages on Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm Doreen Malloy, and I'm your host for this evening, and I'm so happy to be here with you for the next hour. We've got a wonderful show for you tonight. We are always happy to be able to bring through some messages from your loved ones in spirit, and of course, sometimes people have questions for us, so we're happy to take your questions as well. Give us a call here at the show at 1-888-627-6008, and if possible, try to use a landline phone for the best possible reception. Our sponsor tonight is Hugs from Heaven at hugsfromheaven.com, and we spell that H-U-G-Z, Hugs from Heaven. And our guest medium on the show tonight is Kathy Toll, and she's going to be joining us in just a moment. First, we have a couple of quick updates. Our Holiday of the Earth raffle will be held on April 22nd, and all of the information is up on our brand new website, so we invite you to go onto the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org, and please go and get your tickets. Be generous, because this is one of our 2 yearly raffles. It helps us to fund our very basic programs. And in this raffle, you can win a 1-hour phone reading with one of our certified mediums. The mediums who will be contributing to this are Neil Zepkowski, Renee Buck, Renata Santarelli, Lee Ashley, and Bobby Allison. It's only $5 a chance, so you definitely don't want to miss out on this big event. I also want to mention that one of our annual Holidays Past events from last December, this was rescheduled. There are still a few seats available for this. The new date for Holidays Past in Pompton Lakes is actually set for this weekend. It's on Saturday, March 22nd, and more information is always available at our website. Also, a quick reminder that our annual grief retreat is scheduled for the last weekend in July. It'll be on July 25th. Through the 27th, and we are back at a wonderful place. This is the Guest House in Chester, Connecticut. We've also added an extra day onto this event just for parents who have lost children. So please don't miss out on this wonderful experience. And for more information about all upcoming events, please go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Okay, so let's get to our show for this evening. Tonight is our Mediums and Messages show here on Signs of Life Radio, and all of the mediums who are guests on the show have been certified through Forever Family, and you can get information about all of our mediums that have been tested and certified through the foundation. Everything is up on our website. Tonight, we'll be opening up the phone lines in just a few minutes, so you can reach us here on the air. And I do want to mention, our phone lines do tend to light up pretty quickly. I think they're already loaded. We always try to get to as many calls as we can. For those of you who are calling in, if we get to your call on the air, just let us know if you'd like a connection to spirit, or, you know, if you have a question for us. All we need is your first name. So on that note, let me introduce our guest for this evening. Our guest medium is Kathy Toll, and she's not only a psychic medium, but she's also a certified life coach. She is a Reiki master. Kathy is also ordained as an interfaith minister. Her gifts have been tested at the University of Virginia, as well as at Forever Family Foundation. She's also a writer. She writes for Chelsea Now newspaper in Lower Manhattan. Kathy teaches mediumship classes. She's a busy lady, in addition to her private practice. We're very, very happy to have her on the show with us this evening, so let's get her on the air. Hi, Kathy. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Doreen. Really
How
nice
are
to be
you?
Here.
Oh, it's so
I'm
nice
good.
To talk to you and have you here. So tell us, wow, you've got a lot of things going on. Tell us what you've got coming up early part of this year.
Well, I mean, I have a lot of events going on in the next 2 weeks, actually.
Okay.
I'll be at the New Life Expo in Manhattan this whole weekend doing readings at the Pennsylvania Hotel in New York City.
Okay.
And next weekend, I'll be doing two mediumship events in Brooklyn, and you can look for the details on my website. But yeah, I've been doing a lot of different things, as you mentioned. Teaching,
oh, wonderful.
Doing a lot of teaching. And
Now, do you just teach mediumship classes, or do you teach other types of things as well?
Well, right now I'm trying to concentrate on teaching mediumship, but I'm also teaching about intuition in its various forms.
Okay.
I'm also doing a workshop on creativity. Well, it's on business and intuition.
Right.
That will be in 2 weekends as well.
Okay.
So, yeah, thanks for reminding me about that.
And that sounds like fun. They all sound like really fun things. Tell us a little bit about your work with paranormal investigations here in New York. I found that to be pretty interesting. Tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. I was sort of recruited by Dan Sturgis, his group called Sturgis Paranormal, about 3 years ago to start doing a paranormal investigation at the Merchant's House in New York City, which is an old carriage house, an original house that had only one family living in it. They lived there and they died there. And afterwards it was turned into a museum. And we did a year-long investigation, which is sort of ongoing. We still go there a lot. But that it was very interesting, connecting with these spirits on going through their holiday cycle, you know, seeing how they were around different readings, different months around the holidays and the different household things that happened. But that work really led me into a whole other area of work around people's homes and the spirits that reside in homes and our interactions with them and how we sense them in our homes and kind of informing people how to harmonize with their own unique energies in their home.
Wow, that sounds so interesting. Yeah, that's very interesting. I want to ask you something about that because I have my own theory about this. I always tell people that I feel that every place has what I call residual energies. Because a lot of people get, you know, they think, well, you know, every once in a while you'll come across a house that's haunted or a house that has spirits in it or, you know, whatever it is. And I really feel that they are in many, many places. And it's just a matter of how sensitive we are to those energies. And I always refer to them as residual energies. Do you agree with that? Does that sound similar to what you...
I absolutely agree with that.
Yeah.
I call it place memory. I feel that, or at least from my investigation work, I found that when there's emotional trauma or some emotional thing or just a repetitive motion of somebody who walks down the stairs or up the stairs all the time, those signatures or like what you're calling residual energies get stamped into the house. And so people tend to see, when people see like a ghost or they see a figure and it doesn't look at them, but it like walks through the room, that's residual energy. That isn't actually an entity. That's just a residual signature. There are entities that hang around. I call them
earthbound
spirits.
Oh, I think so, too. Yeah.
Yeah, and they're mostly harmless. They're there for whatever reason. Sometimes they belong to the family. Sometimes they belong to the land before the house was built, or maybe there was a house there prior that maybe it was the owner. I don't know. There's lots of different situations.
Yes, I agree with that. Yeah, there could be a lot of different reasons. Well, it sounds really fascinating, and it sounds like, you know, you're doing a lot of things that are really, really interesting. So that's awesome. Well, we're going to take a really short break, and when we come back, we'll speak more with Kathy. We'll be opening up our phone lines to callers. If you guys have a question for us, or if you'd like Kathy to make a connection with Spirit, give us a call here at 888-627-6008, and we'll be happy to take your call. Okay, guys, stay with us. We'll be right back.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
The American Association of Electronic Voice Phenomena has always been international and concerned with more than just EVP. To better serve the public, the AAEVP is now Association Transcommunication, or ATRANSC. Their new website is atransc.org, and their motto is Objective Evidence of Survival. The directors believe people should know that death is not dying, and what we learn now applies to what we will learn hereafter.
For years, people have been reporting communication from those no longer in our physical world. Historically, science and religion have taught us to ignore such messages. Yet, there is now substantial scientific evidence to the contrary. In response to this, the Forever Family Foundation has developed a sign registry to demonstrate the existence of this other dimension. On our website, people can register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to a specific loved one. Upon the registrant's passing, the stored information can be verified by the recipient of these signs. Participants will be taking part not only in a grand scientific experiment, but in providing the greatest gift of all, the knowledge that we survive our physical death. For more information, contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707, or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Or to register a sign, go directly to thesignregistry.com.
Hello, my name's Piero Calvi Parisetti, MD. I invite you to discover my video course on Evidence for Life After Life, a professional counseling resource for the bereaved and the dying.
Transform the fear of death. Heal the pain of a loss by learning about life after life.
For more information and a free preview, visit www.drparisetti.com. That's drparisetti in one word, .com.
Starseed Gems Studios in Cocoa, Florida fuses cremation ashes within art glass, making beautiful stones. The ashes are visible in the darkness and resemble a beautiful night sky. Starseed Gems, developed by the parents of a young man who passed away, are set in hand-sculpted silver and gold settings. Prices start at $150. Visit www.starseedgems.com or call 321-632-7770. That's www.starseedgems.com or 321-632-7770.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
Welcome back to Mediums and Messages. I'm Doreen Malloy, your host for this evening. And if you're just joining us, our guest tonight is certified medium, Kathy Toll. We're going to open up our phone lines. And if we take your call on the air, just let us know if you would like a quick mini reading. Or if you have a question for us, that's fine. We're happy to take your questions as well. We have Kathy. Kathy, you here with us?
I am.
Okay, so let's go to our first caller. I believe we have Lori in New York. Hi, Lori.
Yes. Hi, how are you? Thanks.
Great.
Hi,
how
Lori.
Are you this evening? Would you like to have a mini reading, a connection with spirit?
I would hope so, yes. Thank you.
Okay. All righty. I'm going to hand you over to Kathy.
Hi, Lori.
Hi, Kathy.
What am I picking up on first? Well, when I first heard your name, I got the impression, do you have a sister who's passed? Or I got the word sister. No?
I don't have a sister that's passed. I have a stepsister.
A stepsister. Okay, that's very close. Sometimes spirit gives me one word. Okay. And she was a young 29, 30 when she died?
Yes, I believe around that age. I don't
Okay. Well, I just want to let you know that she's around you, and she wants to say to you that she is very grateful. Well, she mentioned something about your kindness, so I don't know if it was your kindness to her or if it was your kindness to other people in the family, but she's mentioning that specifically, your kindness. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
She says you always put a good, happy spin on things. And that she appreciates your happy face. She says that.
Okay. Okay, thanks.
Is your mom, your mother passed?
No, not yet.
Okay. Then I get a mother figure, so maybe it's your grandmother?
Okay, yeah.
Pardon me? Did you say yes?
Yeah, Lori, a mother figure.
Yeah, do you have a mother figure in spirit?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Okay. Do you have children?
I do.
Two children?
Yes.
Okay. So she's watching over your children. She's very proud of them. You have an older daughter?
A daughter, you said? No.
No? Okay. Is it a daughter-in-law? Is your oldest married?
Oh, you mean not past here? You mean
right
here?
Right here. Is there someone
in living.
Yes. Is there a daughter?
Yes, I do have a daughter. I have a daughter-in-law living.
Okay.
A daughter-in-law living. Okay. So she mentions the daughter-in-law for some reason. Maybe she's going through something, the daughter-in-law? Something with her job?
Well, my son has passed, and my daughter-in-law is, dealing with possibly remarrying now and thinking of things like that.
Okay. All right. So... So she's really looking out for her. I think the daughter-in-law is conflicted about moving on, and you can tell her that from spirit, this mother figure is telling her, is standing behind her, and that it's okay to move on. Does she have questions about that?
I think she has a little guilt.
Yeah. No, it's okay. It's okay for her to move on. Your son, very handsome, he's appearing to me now, he says he's just showing me, like, this open road. So I think he's saying, like, he wants her to move on, too. He wants her to feel that she can, you know, be happy in her life, and that the choices she's making are really good choices, and that it's good, and not to feel guilty. He's behind her. He's with her. He's with you. He mentions you. Do you feel him around you sometimes?
Always.
Yeah. I don't know. For some reason, do you have a front porch on your house?
No. I have a stoop.
A stoop. Okay. Well, he's just showing me the front of your house for some reason. I don't even know what that means.
We have a flagpole out there, a memory of him.
Oh, okay. Okay. So he's thanking you for that. He's just saying he knows that you've done that. That's so
okay.
Sweet. And is your husband still living?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I don't know if your husband feels him around him as well.
But all the time.
All the time. Okay, all right. Hi there. I don't know if they shared something, an outdoors kind of activity, but he's like, it shows me walking with your husband. And I don't know if that means anything to you, but that's what he's showing me, that he's with your husband in the outdoors walking. I don't know. He says something about a gun, so I don't know what that means.
A gun?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they shot guns together.
Oh, they shot guns together. Okay. Yeah. So he's just mentioning that, and he's were they shooting ducks or geese or shooting
targets?
Pardon?
Just targets.
Targets, right? Up in the air, you mean?
Okay.
Those targets, right?
Okay, because he's showing me, it looks like a bird, and he's just saying, he's trying to put those right in the gun sight for you. Like, so you'll hit them. I don't know if you still do it.
Okay, that makes... Well, I think it's
line
more
those up for you.
Metaphorical.
Pardon me?
I think it's more metaphorical.
Metaphorical? Okay, well, he's trying to line those things up. And,
Well, most important, I think, what I'm hearing is that your family members also are together. It's very important, I think, that you know that.
Right.
That we've got, you know, the stepsister, your son is there, there's a mom figure there, there's so many people there connected to you. And always remember that they are all in what we like to call your circle of energy and very, very much connected. Lori, thank you so much for calling in. I wish we could stay on the line with you. Our lines are burning up over here. They're lighting up like Christmas trees, so we're going to go to our next caller. But I thank you so much for your call, and we wish you well, okay?
Yeah, thanks.
I totally understand. I appreciate it very much. Thank you.
Okay, be well.
Yeah, take care.
All righty, we're going to go to our next caller on the line. I believe we have Iris in Florida. Are you with us, Iris?
Yes, here I am. Thank you.
Hi there.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Iris.
Welcome to the show. Would you like
a
mini reading?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Okay, great. Okay, who am I getting in for you? Well, the first person who comes to me is a male figure, older man.
Mm-hmm.
Would this be your father? Or
yes.
Okay. Are you a writer?
Yes, of sorts.
Okay, because the first thing he's showing me is a book. Are you working on a book?
He actually had written a book, and I had not yet read it.
Oh, how interesting that is.
Does that help?
Well, he says read that book. He wants you to read his book. That's so funny.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the first thing up there is that book. I guess the book?
There are two. There are actually two at issue.
I think it's a more recent one.
He was writing both of them at the same time. I don't know which one got published first.
Oh, let me... He's not really telling me the title. But, you know, does it have to do with a military theme at all, or...?
No.
No, okay. All right, then. I don't know where that came from. But was he in the military?
No.
No. Okay. All right, I'm going to put that to the side, so I don't know what that means. But, yeah, I'm not quite sure which book, but I guess it would be the most recent one. He's holding it in his hands, and he's shaking it. So,
is he happy or upset?
You know, he's really behind you in your writing. He's very proud of you as a writer. Are you published, or do you write?
I'm in a different profession, but I do a lot of writing in that profession.
Okay. Well, I guess he wants you to do more writing.
Got it. Good.
He says, do you have a question about changing your career at the moment?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. He's saying the doors are open for you. You just need to believe that you can do the new thing that you want to do. But there's something about the timing. It isn't quite there yet.
Right.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes. Yes, it does.
Mm-hmm. He's saying, but it looks good, so you should pursue it. And he's saying something about, it's not going to seem like a bump up, but you should do it anyway. I don't know, just, you know, keep that in your mind. I don't know exactly what that means, but...
Can you be more specific, or can he be more specific about that career change? Because I've got several things in mind.
So he's showing me you being boisterous. So he's not being extremely...
So being what? Sorry?
Being boisterous, being out there, being... maybe it's speaking in some way, but he's saying that you need to be more of a leader in the work that you're choosing. But you should... He says you should follow your heart. You should do what really makes you happy. Because he's watched you for too long not do that.
And can
Does
I ask
that make
you something?
Sense?
Iris,
sure.
is one of these options that you're considering, does that include traveling a bit?
I love to travel. I mean, right now I'm not at a point where I'm even making a career decision. I was actually hoping he would come through about some other things.
Okay. Because Kathy was talking, I was getting something, because we're able to connect sometimes, you know, with the same energies, and I was getting something about some kind of travel, I think, that's coming up for you. So if it's not connected to a career move, or if it's not connected to something that is work-related, maybe he's just bringing it up because you might be taking a trip or planning a vacation. Sometimes they like to let us know. They actually see what we're up to, you know? They're aware of what's taking place in our world and just what we're doing, you know. So I just thought I'd throw that in. He's mentioning something about that or showing me all my symbols for travel.
Yeah, like that you need to relax more, too.
Yeah, it could be that as well, you know, just not just all the work, but, you know, make time for a little bit of play as well.
Did you have a message for my mother?
You've had a hard time recently, or
yes.
This has been, yeah, okay. Yeah,
we lost him last year.
He's been, pardon me, last year.
We just lost him last year.
Oh, you just lost him last year.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, well, he's there. He's there with you. I mean,
do you have a message for my mother?
Pardon me?
I'm sorry, do you have a message for my mother from my father?
For your mother? Let me see if I can get one.
Yeah.
See what he says.
That would be great.
Well, I see him holding her hand, and so I take that to mean that he's with her a lot now. He's watching over her as well. Does she go to church a lot?
No.
No. He's showing me something about her in church.
So, she prays a lot.
No, she prays a lot. Okay. Maybe that's what he means. He's seeing that she's, he says she needs to get out more, that he wants her to be happy, you know, and that I know that's a hard thing to hear when somebody's so recently passed, but he's concerned about her being too alone. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah, he would like her to see friends more, to he's just concerned about her because she seems to be, you know, cutting herself off a little bit. And that makes a lot of sense after someone passes. That's definitely how we handle that transition, but he wants her to be with people because that will help her. He says, but he's with her. He's with her all the time.
Okay, I think we're going to have to leave it there. We've got so many callers waiting. Iris,
sorry.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
And we hope this little bit of a connection. I know it's only a couple of minutes, but we hope that little connection helps just a bit.
Right. Yes. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're very
bye-bye.
Welcome. Okay, we've got just a couple of minutes here to try to get to one more caller before we have to go to break. So let's get our next person on the line. We've got Mary in Georgia. Mary, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Mary. Welcome to the show.
Well,
I'm going to hand you over to Kathy.
You.
Hi, Mary.
Okay, thank you.
Would you like a reading or would you like a question?
I would like a reading, please.
Okay, great. Okay, immediately I get a mother figure for you. Is your mother
passed?
Yes. Or, okay.
Yes, she is.
Well, she's showing me a lot of flowers, and sometimes that means she's just telling me that she has abundant love for you, but sometimes that means actual flowers. Does that have meaning for you?
Yes, she was an avid gardener and turned me into one now.
Uh-huh. Well, she's saying something about the flower show to me. Do you go to a flower show?
A flower. Okay. I'm not.
But she's saying she wants you to be inspired with flowers and that...
I am.
She likes what you're doing in the garden.
That's great.
Okay, just quickly, are you retired or?
No, I'm a teacher. No,
you're a teacher, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's just showing me that sometimes you have extra time on your hands. Is that true?
Mm, sometimes.
once
in a while,
probably not enough, though.
No,
oh, okay.
Not really.
Well, she's saying something about, I don't know if you're developing another interest, or she's not being very specific. She's just showing me that maybe she wants you to develop another interest, but
okay.
I know that sounds a little vague, but I'm trying to be quick here with our 2-minute window.
Yeah, we've got about another minute
okay.
is all.
All right, I see a male figure.
My dad has passed, too.
Your dad, okay. So he's with her in spirit, and there's also a whole lot of people on his side of the family.
Yeah, my sister just passed about a year ago, and we were real close.
Your sister. Okay, I got this before
yes.
the call, that someone had a sister who died. Was she a nurse?
No.
Well, no. Okay, that's not the same one. Well, they're all together on the other side, and your sister's around you a lot. She's very connected to you. And
good.
She has children?
Yes, she does.
She's very grateful. You kind of look in on her kids?
I do, yes.
Yeah, she's very grateful for that. You know, and they're all just sending you a whole lot of love right now. And, she's saying in particular, don't worry. I mean, it's okay.
Okay.
What her transition was peaceful, even though it might not have seemed that. Don't worry about that. She's grateful for everything you did for her. And, and she's just with you all the time, and she'll be very close to you. You just, when you feel her, just send her a burst of love, and that strengthens that connection. I know it sounds really simple.
I do all the time.
Mary, we have to leave it there with you. We've got to go to break. But thank you so very much for calling in. I hope this helps a little bit. Okay, guys, we're going to take a quick break. In the meantime, you might want to check out Kathy's website. She's at kathytowle.wordpress.com, and her name is spelled C-A-T-H-Y-T-O-W-L-E. Don't go anywhere. We're going to be right back, and we'll get back to our phone lines in just a couple of minutes, so stay with us. We'll be right back.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
Hello, I am Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist and author. You can learn much more about life after death, precognition, mind-matter interactions, remote viewing, ghost hunting, and other psychic experiences and research through the acclaimed Distance Learning Parapsychological Studies program at HCH Institute. Our courses are audio-based with additional written and video material. Call HCH at 925-283-3941 or visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com. Our courses include The Search for Life After Death, Being Psychic, Psychokinesis and Precognition, Ghost Hunting, Theories and Models of Psychic Experience, and more. Taken singly or as part of the certificate program, these courses will enrich your knowledge of parapsychology and the range of psychic phenomena. You'll learn about being psychic yourself. Visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com or call 925-283-3941 for information about our individual distance learning courses and certificate program.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide a forum where individuals and families who have suffered the loss of a loved one can turn for support, information, and hope. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. The Forever Family Foundation is a joint effort of scientists, research mediums, and interested people who support the premise that life does not end with physical death. We wish to prove that the bond of the family cannot be broken even by death. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707. That's 631-425-7707. Or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
The CAMLAC Center is putting birth and death back together again. Aimed at changing the way we look at death, the CAMLAC Center was founded in 2002 as a publishing company and teaching center. When we know that there is nothing but life, we realize that birth and death are events in time and space. Our grief can open us to other dimensions of reality and allow us to experience our loved ones who are no longer in the physical body. Our events and products are based on personal experiences of survival of consciousness after physical death and decades of research into how death has influenced the development of our consciousness. Visit www.kamlak.com, that's K-A-M-L-A-K.com, for articles, videos, books, and more to help you cope with the loss of a loved one.
Hello, my name is Lauren Halpern, and I'm a Reiki master. I enjoy bringing peace and inspiration to people. I conduct healing circles with inspiration, meditation, and Reiki at different community developments, religious institutions, and many other locations. People react so wonderfully to my events. For more information, please contact me, Reiki Touch by Lauren at 954-464-0087. That's 954-464-0087, or email me at laurenhalpern@gmail.com. LaurenHalpern@gmail.com.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back. Our guest tonight is Kathy Toll. And before we get back to her and back to our phone lines, did you know that you can financially support the work of Forever Family Foundation, which is a 100% not-for-profit organization, without even sending us a single penny? Here's how you can help. When you shop on the internet, think of us before you go to Amazon.com, and instead go to ForeverFamilyFoundation.org and just use the Amazon link to get to Amazon. And there's a link on every page of our website. If you add that one simple step to your shopping, a dollar percentage of everything that goes into your shopping cart will generate a donation from Amazon to us. And what if you don't shop at Amazon? That's not a problem. There's another way you can help us, and this will also produce a donation to Forever Family Foundation without you having to send us anything. Just visit iGive.com. Sign up with iGive, it's free, and just name Forever Family Foundation as the charity of your choice. And just like Amazon, a portion of your spending results in a donation to Forever Family Foundation. Once you set this up, every time you shop on the internet, iGive.com will automatically send us a donation whenever you shop in one of their more than 1,400 online stores. And these are places that you're already shopping in. How many of these do you recognize? We've got places like 1-800-Flowers, Best Western, Home Depot, Lord & Taylor, Victoria's Secret. There's lots and lots of places. And one last thing, you will need a credit card to shop online. So if you don't already have one, or if you need another one, go to ForeverFamilyFoundation.org and apply for the Visa credit card. Visa will make a donation to us for each card that's taken out. And every time the card's used, a portion of that charge is donated back to Forever Family Foundation. So please take a few moments when you shop to show us that you care. Okay, so let's get back to our show. We've got Kathy Toll here with us, and we've got time for one or two more calls. So let's get back to our phone lines. I think we have Rachel on the phone from Florida. Rachel, are you with us? Is Rachel
Thank
here?
Thank you, Maureen. Thank you, Doreen. This is Rachel from
Hi, Rachel.
Hi, Rachel.
Thank you for calling in. I'm going to hand you over to Kathy. We've got
Thank
about
you,
3 minutes on the call.
I have a very quick question. Very quick
okay.
question.
Okay.
A couple of questions. My son is extraordinary, and we have had Ouija board sessions with him a total of 3.5 hours worth now. And I want to find out, is it possible to do a Ouija with one person?
Ah, interesting.
A Ouija with one person, you mean, oh, by yourself?
Me,
by myself. Well, I've done it by myself. Yeah,
have
I think
you?
It's possible. Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I have.
Okay, good. Okay, that was, now
you
I'd
just,
like to also
you just have
find...
to really let go. But yeah, you could do it by yourself.
What's your other question,
okay.
Rachel?
My other question is, can I record the sessions? We asked him if it was okay to record them, and he said no.
To record the Ouija sessions?
Yep. He answered no.
You know, he said no. You know what? The reason is that he wants you to concentrate on the Ouija, and
Can I ask you something, Rachel? Do you ever practice meditation? Do you do any type of meditative work?
I sing, and that's my meditation. So I'm very tuned into him, and he's done extraordinary things this year. So I know we're communicating, and he is. I mean, I have a book already written about the 3.5 hours worth of communication.
Yes, I do think you're getting some really great communication. The reason I asked you that is because I think that you could probably get the same type of communication with him just in doing some deep relaxation and meditation work without using Ouija.
Okay.
That's the reason I mentioned it. And then, you know, when you come out of your meditation, just kind of keeping a journal, you know, and writing down what...
Yeah, I was going to say that, too.
Yeah.
Because I think the reason he's saying no recording is because he wants you to start connecting with him on a different level.
Yeah.
If you're relying on
the
recording, you're relying on the instrument of the Ouija and your, like, EVP, but he wants you to channel him.
Directly. Right?
He does. Directly.
I absolutely agree. He's ready to move on. We've had that discussion. I told him I want to let him go, and I asked him, when you move on, are you going to be able to do Ouija with me anymore? And he said no.
Right, but that doesn't mean that you will not have the connection with him. You will actually always have that. So this was like an introduction to your connection, and then maybe now it's time for you to move into something a little bit different. Rachel, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you. We have to go.
I have to leave it there with you. But
thanks for answering the questions. Take care.
Oh, you're very, very welcome. Thanks for the call. We are just about out of time, but I would like to thank our guest, Kathy Toll, for joining us this evening. And Kathy, if any of our listeners would like more information about your work, or if they'd like to schedule a private reading with you, is the best way to reach you through your website? Is this what they should be doing?
Sure. Yeah, my website, and there's a contact page on there, and they can send me an email, and we can set up an appointment.
Okay. So
and
you
there's
guys
lots
just...
of other good stuff on there, too.
Okay, great. So just go to kathytowle.com. It's C-A-T-H-Y-T-O-W-L-E. We would like to thank our listeners for being with us tonight. We do hope that each and every one of you find your way to healing. We invite all of you to visit us at the website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Once you're there, you can become a member. You can sign up for our Signs of Life newsletter, and you can check out all of the wonderful events that we host. Please join us next week at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Our guest on Signs of Life Radio will be Jane Katra, Ph.D. She'll be here with you next week with your host, Bob Ginsberg. Thanks so much for joining us. I'm Doreen Malloy, and I wish all of you a wonderful evening and many blessings. And always remember, your loved ones are just a heartbeat away, and one day science is going to prove it. Good night, everyone.